This podcast episode is powered by AfriPods, the world's number one podcasting platform for African stories.
I was nakujanga CBD every day, and I would never like remove my phone and like
tell
film videos.
How?
I was holding my phone so recklessly, and I didn't even, there was no ounce of fear. Like, I didn't even feel like someone is gonna snatch it.
Mm.
And people just join in your selfie. They'll be like, yay, yay, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I just loved every bit of what happened on week one of protest.
Hello, people.
Hi.
Welcome to another episode of
Speaking of Gen Z.
Welcome, guys, to another episode of Speaking of Gen Z.
Welcome.
Hey, Tumerudi. A lot has been happening, Michelle.
Girl.
Hey, we have a lot to unpack.
Like, our baggage
Is
full.
And ni speaking of Gen Z kweli, because we'll be speaking about everything. And yume kweki happen kwa ni protests, ni demonstrations, ni change, ni revolution.
Mm.
Call it what we want to call it.
Yeah.
But a lot has been happening in the Gen Z space. And, hey, Michelle, ata sijui tunaanza wapi.
There's a lot.
Yeah. These have been called everything and everything. As in, jina Gen Z tumekuwa kirushwa so much for the very first time ever.
Mm. Worldwide. And it's Kenya.
I know.
Kenyan Gen Z.
It's putting Gen Z's on the map, period.
Kenyan Gen Z's.
Period.
On the map. First of all, even before we start this conversation, okay, I know we started it as soon as you said hello, but how are you doing?
I am good.
Not you.
Oh, sorry. Hey, Buana, what is this? Why?
Okay, but let me start with
why
you.
Between
how
this?
How are you doing after them and Amano's, like, surely, truly, how are you feeling?
Mm. Oh, ni
just,
sasa unauliza.
Yeah, it's just you. It's you, yeah.
Maybe I think ours is a bit different because us, we're, like, covering the protests as well as journalists. But me, I'm doing good, imagine.
You are?
I'm good, yeah.
Okay, ask me now.
Oh, how are you doing, Michelle? Wow.
I'm okay, yeah? But there's a time, me, I went for Mandamano.
Yes. We both did.
Yeah, we both did.
Yeah.
Probably one day as journalists and the other as Gen Z and just true citizens of this country and patriots, right? And I think we actually had protests yesterday. That was on Tuesday.
Yes.
And the first 2 weeks were very hard on me or for me because I was really unable to sleep. I didn't sleep.
Yeah.
Because I was constantly on X and just thinking about how it will go, how everything will go.
Yeah.
What if we get killed?
Mm.
What if I get killed?
Yeah. Yeah.
It was hard.
And I get that because at a time you're going to sleep. And for the very first time, I had like actual dreams. About
Mandamano?
Yeah, like I will go to sleep and then like my dreams are just full of everything that I saw that day. It is like tear gas. We were running, and I wake up and I'm like, I feel tired in the morning. I don't know if that happened to people. There are people who are tweeting and saying like, I woke up angry.
I know.
I'm like, why am I waking up angry? You know,
like
I'm supposed to wake up well rested. But there's no rest. It's like you're in a state of like agitation. You're just restlessness.
Agitation is a word.
I know. There's just some sense of restlessness. It's like you can't be happy because like why are you happy in a struggle?
Yes.
You know, people are even saying you can't even post anything outside the protests because you're just like, I'm even psyched for it.
Mm.
People didn't want to show up for things or for
people
events.
Didn't have lives.
People
These
didn't have
past
lives.
2 weeks,
right?
I don't think I have lived. I don't think it's just been waking up,
coming to work,
and
going to the protests.
I'm going to the protests and going back.
Yeah. I literally haven't done anything outside that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can we now unpack?
Unpack.
can we start unpacking this suitcase? Right?
Where? Tunanza api. There was the whole, first of all, this protest, when they began, people are like, oh, the youth are finally going to take to the streets to demand for, you know, their rights and everything. And then when people saw day one of the protests, they're like, yo, yeah, the people on the streets? Mm. These are a different kind of protests. Like, atujona, mm-hmm, atujona, those kinds of faces. It was like, people are glammed up. Mm-hmm. People are looking pretty. Hey, yeah. I was there day one of the protests.
Girl.
Let
me tell you, there are paintings out there. Girl is just showing out and showing off and showing up for her country, solid.
People were dressed, makeup to the T. There were people who had like nini makeup, your flag, your Kenya. I'm just like,
Slay,
man. It was very different. Gen Z.
Exactly. And it's different.
It was so different.
Different in the aspect that all these days I have been maandamanaing and seen.
Yeah.
I mean, apart from last week, maybe Thursday or Tuesday, where there were riots. I mean, not riots, but just vandalism and stuff.
Yeah.
People were so chill. Of course, fine, we agitated. Mnatubo.
Yeah.
But people were doing it vizuri. No one was throwing stones to other protests.
Yeah.
No one was throwing at words. Okay, maybe words is okay, but no one was getting physical with authority.
Exactly.
We just wanted our voices heard.
Yeah. And a lot of the businesses were still open. Like the first day of the protest.
Even the second day.
The second day of protest. Like every business was opened. People in the businesses were actually just standing there, like they're cheering you on. There's a lot of water. People are giving out water
and juice and soda.
I mean, there was just so much for the first time. I think that's what patriotism is about. Right? Literally. Like I walked through the streets and I just felt like I just wanna cry.
Yeah.
Because people were so, it was just different. It felt different. There was so much togetherness in it. You didn't even feel left out. Even if you showed up to the protest alone, without even a friend, you made friends probably.
Yeah.
Just by virtue of those protests.
Let me tell you.
Yeah.
I was up and I am back. Mm. What's that street called? Is it Kenyatta Avenue?
Yeah. Your I&M Bank. Yeah.
Ukitantu hivi.
It's
like a funky.
Oh my god, it was like a mini high school reunion.
Hi.
Yeah.
You're here.
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah.
Everyone.
Yeah.
And it's chill.
I know.
Let me tell you, like, the best part, I even came and told everyone in the office and everyone at home who didn't go for maandamanos. Everyone had their phones up, and not even one person I had stole a phone or got their phone stolen. Everyone's phone was up here recording. Everyone was live.
Yeah.
Kwanza, that was so beautiful. Let's just start there.
Yeah.
Then when you open Instagram, you're seeing people live, and it's live because you are crying for your country.
Imagine. I know Miss Day One of the protests.
Like that week.
Nakujanga CBD every day, and I would never like remove my phone and like
tell
film
me about
videos.
It.
I was holding my phone so recklessly, and I didn't even. There was no ounce of fear. Like I didn't even feel like someone is gonna snatch it.
Mm.
And people just join in your selfie. They'll be like, yeah, you know, like. I just loved every bit of what happened on week one of protest. People have started infiltrating. There's reports of like goons and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Which is sad. But if you missed out on week one of protests, it'll be major FOMO. Like the people who didn't show up on the Tuesday, on Thursday, they were like, we missed out. We gotta go. I met so many people from like high school. I met people from uni. I met people from primary. You remember my friend from primary?
Oh my God, Jackie met her primary friend.
Yeah, alikuja hapa chini outside Nation Center, and was just so excited. Mm. And we're like, "Where are you? Where are you?" We're just looking at each other. We're just looking for each other. Yeah. And then was it like Simba started running, and so we lost each other, and was like, "Akwapi."
And also, I was like, have you guys exchanged contacts?
Only for Michelle to realize we've been having conversations online for the longest time. But then shout out to Roy. I need to Roy.
Shout out to Roy. Yeah. Tunakupenda sana.
Sana.
And we're a patriot.
Yeah. He was dressed to the T. He's among those people who made so many friends from just from the protests.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me ask.
Yeah.
Do you have like a crazy story from the Maandamano?
Oh,
or just your highlight.
My highlight for me is when I almost fell and people like almost stepped on me. No. I don't know if I told you this.
No, you didn't.
So I'm leaving. Where was I? Nilikuwa nimeenda ku hunt for lunch. Hey, I was like,
for
hey, I'm
context,
hungry.
Just know Jackie is tiny.
Yeah. Jackie I'm very tiny, by the way. I'm tiny.
Oh my God, how did that go?
Hey, so I'm leaving to go pick, I think I was picking food on the other side to Java, Kimathi Street. Mm. And I'm just like walking. Pole pole too. Yeah. You know, people are like, I've filled Kimathi Street. Kimathi Street was like, by the way, Kimathi Street has been like the epicenter.
Oh, you know?
People start here before they disperse to everywhere.
Nation Media.
I know. Niko hapa nje Nation Center. It has been like the convergence point.
Yeah,
so there's a lot of people. Mm. I'm walking, crossing the road now, coming to Saidia Nation, Duningendani. I'm like famished. I'm so hungry.
Yeah.
Then the police decide to like lob a tear gas. Upper EV, just so it's where, like upper Stanbic, I think. Mm-hmm. So people start running.
So towards direction.
People are now running towards Saidia Java.
Okay.
Yeah.
Towards your.
Towards where I am coming from. So I'm like, yo, I need. I'm like, you know how you're seeing your destination? And no, like, I need to get there. I just want to go there.
It's there.
I'm like, few steps away, you know? It's like so close yet so far away. Mm. So I'm like, do I go against? You know, the worst thing you can do is go against a stampede.
Yeah.
That's such an I did the biggest mistake because I was not only going against the stampede, I was trying to cross the road, and that this is like a diagonal going against the stampede.
So, like, everyone was pushing you.
Yeah, everyone's pushing me because everyone's going, I'm going against where they're going.
And against the current.
Damn. And then I hear someone, I'm in Kanyanga Mgu.
No.
Like right at my ankle.
Oh, no.
Let me tell you, I felt so much pain, but also so much motivation to keep going. I can't afford to fall. Like as soon as I fall, Nivo, I'm going to be stepped on by all these people that are coming.
Imagine. And they won't see you. That's the thing about a stampede. Probably that people don't even feel you.
Exactly. In a stampede, people don't even, because they are also running.
Yeah.
So they're not even like conscious of what they're stepping on. Eh.
The adrenaline.
And then a babe mbele yangu akategwa. So like she didn't fall, but then she like, you know how umetegwa and then you're like halfway almost falling.
Yeah,
I grabbed, I was like, you can't fall because if you fall, tutaangukiana and then that will be it. Oh. Girl.
I thought you're just like a carry. I was not on my watch.
I was like, please don't fall because if you fall, I'll fall on you.
Yeah.
Like utaku menisi mamisha. So I like grabbed her and then kamvuruta nyuma and then ikona tumenda. I just ended up somewhere in between two cars.
Oh my.
And by that's what saved me literally. So nikasimama hapo kwanza and then people ran and then I found like a leeway.
Yeah.
To now dash inside Nation Center.
Yeah.
So yeah,
did you eventually grab your food?
Yeah, I was holding my food like my life depended on it. Nishatoka kununua food, I was coming.
You're coming back.
Yeah.
Girl.
So that was my highlight. I mean, yeah. That was the most eventful thing that happened for me in the protests.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's nice. I love the beautiful thing what you just said about you holding that lady's hand and just picking her up. We saw that many times.
I know.
When you'd fall.
Yeah.
Or the water cannon imekuangusha. People would just come
grab you.
You know, and even like clean you up.
Mm.
It was just beautiful scenes.
I know.
I honestly, that first week and also just, was a Tuesday bad? It was bad.
Mm.
So the first week was powerful, if I may say.
It really was.
We were what's the word? We were okay, but still not okay.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We took to the streets.
I know, right?
My highlight.
Yes. Tell us your highlight.
So, I think I told you this.
Yeah.
Nilikuwa hapo Mamangina. I was with other friends. So, Mamangina Street, apparently, because Mr. G uku town, kama nyinyi.
Kama sisi, my veterans.
Kama nyinyi. I think ikona three exits. I hope I'm not wrong.
Yeah.
So, the first exit, of course, ni kwenda hivi 680. So, you know that Pizza Inn,
yes.
Creamy Inn ya 680.
Mm-hmm.
The other one, you can go wende uko pronto, wende parliament, I think.
Like your city hallway.
I think
uko.
So.
Okay.
And then the third one is just like a small, I think it's a one-way road.
Okay.
I think all the roads, exits and entrances up on one way anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So I was huko watu wakitaka kwenda parliament.
Yeah.
And there was water cannons there, of course, to paying tear gas.
Mm.
And then now they start charging, you know, at us.
Yeah.
They come and now we're trying to exit. So
yeah.
We try chuck using the 680 route.
Yeah.
Tear gas. So you know what we do? We come back because there's no way out.
Yeah.
We come back because now they're there, apoko exit.
Yeah.
The police.
Yeah.
Now we come back on this other side. So there's another exit where the first tear gas came from, you know?
Yeah.
So we go that direction. Another tear gas.
Hey.
Now the third exit.
Oh, God.
Now everyone is trying to just find their way.
Yeah.
Water cannon. We were boxed. Happened, Danny. Let me tell you.
Girl.
I was just like, oh, my God, my mom. I didn't tell her I'm going for Mandamano.
Yeah.
I'm going to die.
Oh,
and I was live on Instagram. So my Instagram... just saw me mid-death, you know. I was crying.
Yeah.
I had my knee.
Yeah.
I was trying to walk. Some other dude just even helped me, you know.
Yo.
I don't know how I found myself in another lady's shop.
Yeah.
And what? I just found myself there. So I'm telling you this story based on my live feed. Because I went back to watch it. I had already forgotten.
Yeah.
I didn't know what was happening.
Yeah.
So nikajipata kwa hiyo shop. And then I just remember her giving me tropical. I was like, eat aside ya mumunya. And it helps.
Oh my gosh, I love that.
You know,
yeah.
She had like tropicals in her shop and she was opening up for protesters to come
Oh
to,
my God.
You know?
By the shout out to every single
to
business
everyone.
Owner
you know.
Who was so nice
yeah.
to people.
And
like,
a shame on you to anyone who vandalized a person's shop.
Imagine.
That's someone's sweat.
I
you
know.
You don't do that.
Okay.
That wasn't our agenda.
Yeah.
You know? So, Ed, nikajipata tu hapa wakanipe. Tropical, apparently tropical like helps.
Ilikupe boost.
100 times.
Uh-huh.
Ilifanya hiyo fumes ishe kwa akili. Nika gather confidence. Nika,
yeah.
I had my friends, I told you.
Mm.
Nika wapoteza. When they boxed us up on Danny.
Tell me you found
but
them
I called
again.
Them.
Okay.
Yeah, I called them.
Yeah.
Tika patana too, but it was bad. I
yeah.
honestly thought I was gonna die. Because I saw
Damn.
The canister bursting just right beside me. I was like, this is it.
First of all, that thing is usually scary.
Yeah.
So you remember I encountered it during the Mandamano?
Yeah,
now,
yeah,
but
yeah.
But then me, I'm a Mandamano veteran.
She's a Mandamano girl. she's a baddie.
I was a tear gas baddie before the baddies
yeah,
arrived.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've covered the Mandamano, yeah. The one for Raila before. And the water... Canon zina kwanga na pressure.
Did you ever
when
get...
it hits you?
Yeah, you get hit.
You ineza mimi kama mimi venye mdogo ineza nipepeta juu. Like it actually lifts you.
Yeah, I've even seen reports where you get a broken arm or
you
something.
You can. It can break you. The pressure is so immense.
The
you
pressure is getting worse.
The pressure is usually so immense. It's nice if it just sprays you.
Yeah.
But like when they're like hosing you, like you are the target.
kama ule wa
unakumbuka the guy who's hosed down and then akamka. Yeah.
Like nini?
Ni siogopi.
One legged. You know that side. Peleka. Anguka nayo. One legged. Anguka nayo. One legged.
Literally. So that thing is so since I yetu tukiwa when the mandamano rao, they were hosing our car. Because what happened is we were covering the protest and then the protesters wakapanda juu ya gari yetu. For context, we were like a pickup. So wana chapao protesters when you are juu ya pickup na maji. But then the thing is almost moving the whole car because of the strength of the water. And I was just waiting to like, I was waiting for the glass to shatter, the water to get in, and then we just get drenched. But yeah. Anyway, mandamandas are just, they're not for the faint-hearted, by the way.
Speaking of,
yeah,
the faint-hearted went for mandamano. But okay, right? Maybe faint-hearted got the heart and bodies.
We were out there.
You know? And if, allow me to mention Sifuna. Sifuna was on TV and he said, how do you tear gas a body? I'm sure people on older people, were they're like, a body ni nani? Like A-B-A-D-I. Abadi ni nani?
Ni
activist. Twende tumshike.
Ama inamaanisha Abdi.
Ama we are doing mambo ya Abdi.
I know.
And Abadi.
Yeah.
But how do you tear gas? How do you?
Surely. Au police wenye tu walikuwa na kuangalia hivi straight in the face na wanawatupia tear gas. No, naona tu ni conglomeration ya mabadis. Like surely.
Like watu wameiva.
Sasa sisi ni threat gani? Surely. Like, I can't even throw a proper punch.
Bruh. I can't
ngumi
even...
siezi.
Bruh, hata ngumi ni nini? Unakunjaje ngumi?
I know. Like, people are so harmless out here. No one is carrying a weapon or anything. It just gets to show you, like... I feel like the police were just overdoing this thing by the way. Like, relax. It's never that serious.
No, by the way, at times...
Yeah.
Tu ulikuwa tu naona ule anaji overdo. And also the nice policemen.
There
and
were. Police we saw a couple of nice officers. They give people water to drink, you know, to wash their faces.
That's humanity.
I know. They helped you people who sometimes they even helped you if you fail.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
They have authority. I don't know what orders they've been given. Yeah. But they still find a place in their heart to see.
Yeah.
That girl.
And there were also.
That guy needs help.
And there also police officers that actually exercised restraint. But I also just want to say, like, majority are the ones who didn't. So clearly.
Bambi.
Yeah, there were those who are brutal. There were those who killed people. Yeah. So it's just sad seeing all that. But Michelle, we need to, like, talk about how these protests also, just for the very first time, put respect on our generation. Yeah, for the first time ever, people are like, your hats off to this generation. Like, y'all actually changed something in this country. Y'all shifted some energy, you know, and brought in a new conversation that we've not had for the longest time. I mean, who would have thought? Like, this year, ikianza sote ulikuwa unasema Gen Z are lazy. Unakumbuka ile conversation ya millennials versus Gen Z, ati Gen Z are lazy. Yeah, they don't do anything.
We had that conversation. Yeah. And you should just go on Spotify or Nation.Africa and just look for that episode where we just talked about stereotypes of Gen Zs. But this brought a new light and a new vibe. Even as it brought, there are some politicians who are saying, I won't mention his name because he's not even worth mentioning. But he said,
Speak on it. Tell them.
It was like,
yeah,
this Gen Z. How are Gen Z?
Yeah.
First of all, it's Gen Zs.
Gen Zs.
Yeah.
See, members are Gen Z.
Yeah. Wanaenda maandamano na Uber. Unajua kwa nini? Probably we are smart. We know.
Yeah.
Hiyo do ungetumia kwa mat tukikapul. Ni the same tunaenda kuchanga kwa Uber.
Girl math.
Preach. Exactly.
Preach, honey.
Unajua nini?
Yeah.
KFC is not even that expensive.
Come on.
Tuki cost share. Mtu hata unaweza toa 20 na mshibe.
Tell me about
maybe
it.
Maybe not Kushiba, but Mkwe Energy is for Mandamano.
Yeah, you just need to like bring your fans together, you know, buy like a bucket.
That's probably something your generation didn't do. That's probably something you don't do, Mr. Someone.
Our Jui cost sharing, our Jui saving.
Exactly. No mana pesa inapotea.
Ah, girl. Tell them.
Come on.
How dare you? Sisi ndo tunajua hii maneno bwana.
When you kwani nani mwingine?
Tell them, girl. Sasa hata nimepata hasira.
Hiyo hasira ndo tunataka.
Eh? Yo Uber tulikapul. I don't know how you trying to make us look like we are stupid.
Na kwanza tulikuwa tuna Uber because hakuna matatu zilikuwa zinaingizwa town. Sasa mnataka tuandamane aje?
Imagine sasa tuafikaje?
Wapi?
Mm-mm.
Okay, like people walked as well. Like yeah. I hear people are able to be like Kipchoge.
Lakini kama unataka kulipa Uber, why are you judging me? Si pesa yako? Kuna mtu alienda kumuitisha do?
Actually ni pesa zangu. Na unaongea na pesa zangu kwa mfuko wako.
Mi ndo nalipanga salo ya. Girl.
Put some respect on
Put some respect on.
Come on.
Hata wanaya. How dare they? How dare they? Kama hamjui kufanya saving, hamjui lifestyle ya Gen Z's, please don't speak about us.
Please
like,
don't speak about us.
No.
But you can imagine how much money you saved on
that
pooling.
Exactly.
So I don't know kama they're seeing that. Ama they're just blind as they are when they
make I think,
laws,
yeah.
Those lawmakers.
Mm. Anyway, acha tuakitoa ongelele sana because mine za kasirika.
Pressure inapanda. Pressure ina. Iko mingi. Pressure. That sounded like a song. Pressure inapanda. Pressure iko mingi. Pressure itaniua.
Yeah.
Pressure.
That's what like they are feeling amazing. Right now. And yeah. I think we need to keep pinning them because otherwise...
How to change.
Yeah.
And I like how we have to like keep our MPs and just
We need to keep them in check because they have failed to keep those they're supposed to keep in check.
Come on.
Legislature should be keeping executive in check.
Oh, go off, sis. Like right
they
now.
They have not been doing that. Mm. So come on, machine do sisi will keep you in check.
That's giving.
Tell them.
And that's on period.
Tell them.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
We're no longer lazy.
Yeah.
We're no longer just there. Yeah,
exactly.
You know what Gen Z's are for.
Yeah.
You know what we stand with.
Exactly.
You know what we don't keep up with.
Period.
Can we end it there?
Ebu tuneza tukiendelea tuneza kasirika.
Ama mkujie part 2.
Yeah, but I think Michelle, I've just loved how this generation showed out.
Yeah. For themselves.
For themselves. Mm. Literally it was for ourselves. Like people are just like watch mi natoka juu yangu. Sitoki juu ya msemo mwingine. Kama utoki ni sawa mi natokea. But I just loved how we showed up, how now we are more in touch with governance and everything that's happening.
Yes.
And we've become more aware of what politicians do. Like, there's now more an unearthing of everything. So, information is power.
Exactly. It was a wake-up call.
Yeah, it was.
Now we know. Tukorada.
Tukorada.
And you know what? We're the leaders of tomorrow. We are the people who are gonna choose our leaders for tomorrow.
Exactly.
And 2027, mimi ninam. Ata silali.
Mimi nakwambia kama ni kuregister wase tutaregister like gotta come out show
like,
out yeah
you know what I'll go there with my githeri in my like githeri man
yeah.
in my pocket
yeah
with a stool
tutafanya
because
people will be fed kama ni kumobilize we'll have to like make sure everyone goes out turns out and vote atakuwa na voter apathy sijui voter shortage voters sijui
hakuna hiyo voter apathy
hakuna kila mtu atatokea kuvote
Gen Z power
let's go
period
yeah
bye.
Inaendeshwa na AfriPods.